Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And yes, my voice is fucked.
Nice.
I have been on it now in Edinburgh for 2 weeks. I'm a shadow of my former self. I look in the mirror and I think, why, Paul? Why do you do this every year? Why, oh, why? Do you know what, Tony? It's enough to put me in a grump.
I guess it's isolation. Just let me squeeze in a breath. They're about to condescension. They can't be good for your health. I'm in a slump.
To the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sounds of Swami and Grump from a new free That's Not Skanking TNS compilation of free punk rock songs. Pretty good, isn't it?
It is.
And we'll be playing three more songs. I think it's 13 or 14 of them that are available entirely free. We'll be playing more of them. You'll find out more from TNS Records. Just type in TNS. What I want to know right now is, what is Sounds of Swami's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SoundsOfSwami.
It is indeed. The Swami spelled S-W-A-M-I, which makes it Tony 1, point of the internet nil. And I'm up in Edinburgh, and my flatmate Whitney, what have you brought me?
Our pants have got mixed up.
We've got our pants mixed up. We have significantly different frames. But it's very, very good that you're here, because we have a word of the week, Tony.
Okay, cool.
And the word of the week is?
Twatoo.
Twatoo, mate. Have you ever heard that expression before?
No.
Mr. Whitney, maybe you could just explain.
Even if it is the first time you've heard the word twatoo, surely you can work out what it is.
Some
tattoo
of
a twat?
Some of our listeners are American.
What was that?
A tattoo of a twat?
Well, yeah, it could be. It could, exactly. I've never thought of it that way around. I always thought it would be a tattoo on a twat. But I suppose you could just have a massive clunge straight down the centre of your breastplate.
Yeah.
There you go. It's a massive clunge straight down the centre of your breastplate. Or, alternatively, what is it instead of a vajazzle?
Yeah, it's a tattoo round the female genital area.
It's a tattoo round the lady garden. It's a twatoo, Tony.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. There you go. This week's Word of the Week, Twatoo. And up here at the Edinburgh Festival, surrounded by millions and millions of stand-up comics, I, of course, didn't have a joke for you. But I have now, because it's coming from our mate Paddy.
Nice.
That's right, Paddy Roberts. Hello, Paddy Roberts, from, I believe, Tasmania. We'll find out in a minute. It's quite a long one. If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem, I'll take your poems as well. That's the paulieb@punkyradio. Title your email, Poetry Corner. This from Paddy. Gooper, gooper, Paulie B. He knows how to greet me. Mm-hmm. As I'm unlikely to meet you in the pub, here's an email joke for you. It's in fairly bad taste and quite long, but most of the people I told this to in Canada before I moved here pretended to find it funny. A pair of conjoined twins walk into an empty pub in Canada and sit down at the bar on a stool. The barman looks at them open-mouthed until the left-sided twin says, "Hi, I'm John. This is my brother Jim. We'll have 2 pints of Molson and 2 cheeseburgers, please." The barman puts the order into the kitchen and proceeds to pour them their drinks. While he waited for the food to come, the barman tried to make conversation. "Been anywhere nice on holiday lately?" "Just come back from England, as it happens," said John. "We go there every year for a month, hire a car and drive for miles." "Great," says the barman, happy to have found something to talk about. "So I guess you must love England. What is it about England that you like so much? The interesting people, the great food, the beer, the countryside, the history and culture?" "No," said John. "England sucks. The English are all wankers. Their food is shit. Their beer is warm and flat. It's always fucking raining, so you can't see their miserable countryside. And if there weren't any more of the fuckers crowded onto their squalid little island, they'd all drown when it sank. I'll tell you this for free. We're straight up Molson drinking, cheeseburger, poutine and beaver tail eating, moose shooting, salmon fishing, open air Canadians." "Okay," the barman replied, taken aback, "but if you hate England so much, why do you go there every year?" "Well," said John, "it's the only time of the year that Jim gets to drive." And that is someone else in the flat pissing themselves. "I hope you enjoyed it, and best regards to Tony. Cheers, Paddy Roberts. P.S. A poutine is chips and gravy with curd cheese. And I've actually had cheesy chips today. Pete," that's me, not him. "P.P.S. The beaver tail is a flat donut, sugared and available with a multitude of toppings. And, P.P.S. I'd be quite interested in getting one of your new CDs. Easy way to arrange it, and if you've any left." "Yes, mate, I've still got quite a few left. All you need to do is send me some Canadian dollars through the post. Send me a message on Facebook, we'll sort it out. I can't be more complicated than that. I don't do online anything, really." That was a great joke, wasn't it?
It was nice.
That was a great joke. Bit longer than we were maybe expecting. But absolutely terrific. So we're going to get on the next song.
Okay.
All right, and the next song up, one of my favourite bands from Las Vegas, who I've watched the lead singer having a piss in the street ever.
Nice.
It does narrow it down. It is, of course, The Objects, and hello to Felony Melanie. Melanie Felony, you little sort. Great album, this. We've played quite a few tracks of it. We never played this one. What I want to know is, what is The Objects' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheObjects?
No, facebook.com/ObjectsLV. And Objects is spelled OBJEX and then LV. Poorly being the Internet One, Tony One, this is Getting Back.
I'm in a sky the woman and sees. I see reflections in the wake I leave. Frightening remnants of yesterday. And all the things that they've taken away. All these thoughts feel like tidal waves. Crashing hard against my brain. Feel the beach beneath my feet. I'm getting back what they're taking from me. I'm getting back. 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 Motherfucker, yeah. It's like I'm sinking fast in quicksand. I'm sitting blessed by the time. It seems each and every week, man, they take my money and they steal my fucking time.
listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Objection, Getting Back. You've got to see that band live. They're coming over to the UK in autumn. I should have some... Sorry, Americans, the fall. I should have some... not the band, the season. I should have... That would be really weird if they came over here in Marquee Smith. That would be... yeah, I'll give you the dates when I have them. I'm looking forward to seeing them, actually. Great band live. I've just read through that joke again, Tony, and I can't help thinking it was a little bit anti-English.
A little bit.
Now then, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Go for it. I've got filth nails, by the way. Terribly sorry.
Good. Thanks for your Facebook comments so far this week. Please do leave us a comment on our wall if you are on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, leave us a comment on our wall. We'll read them out. It's text but a moment. Do it now. And here I've got three for this week. First up from Fatboy John.
Hey.
Who says in reply to last week's show and congratulates us by saying, and not a single mention of loft conversions, which is where I felt last week's show might have been a bit limited. But thanks, John.
I think we might have been a little over loft converted.
We might have been. Have I mentioned my loft conversion before? Next up from Rhiannon Davis, who says, sat on a train, laughing onto Paulie B's tiny-handed girlfriend, getting a few worried looks from my fellow passengers. They obviously haven't discovered the brilliance that is Punky Radio, the Smacktards. So, another reference to, have you got a new CD out?
I do have a new CD out. It's called Loft Conversion. actually, Rhiannon, if you are over the age of 20, maybe you could stand in for Insane Star and send me some of your used knickers.
That's true.
I'm due a pair, aren't I?
You are. Go with your dirty fingernails.
They'd get a lot dirtier.
And finally, a quote from Paddy Roberts, who's saying...
fancy that.
Exactly. I'm assuming that you have something to say about Pussy Riot, ..
No, I don't, actually.
I think it's all been said, isn't it?
Absolutely everyone else is going, oh, Pussy Riot this, Pussy Riot that, and it's... I just think, quite frankly, if you're in Russia and you slag off the government, you kind of deserve everything you get, don't you?
I think it's par for the course, isn't it?
That is like going to North Korea and saying, that Kim bloke's a wanker, you know. It's just going to get you in trouble. And hello to our friends on Radio Free North Korea, baby. We're still going out there. I'd love to know about that. And Radio Free Russia.
There you go.
We used to go out on them, didn't we?
We did. I don't know if we do anymore.
Around the globe. But yeah, so that's why really everyone's trying to make Pussy Riot jokes and do Pussy Riot stuff all the time. Great band, really good fun, but they kind of deserve it. Serve themselves right.
There you go.
Pussy Riot.
That's it for Facebook.
Is it? Well, it's a good job we've got another song coming on then.
In it.
We get every single song this week is nothing like the one before. Here's the truth. This is Jay of the Cat. Put a boom box on my grave.
Top shot, rip up my headstand, throw it through a cop shop, tear my skeleton, rob banks, smear crops, blood on paper, you can't keep me locked up, immortalized, they ain't gonna be fucked up, put my record on when your eyes bloodshot, this ain't a grave, it's a vape, a hot shot, so rock a boom box on my plug.
So when I die, oh when I pass away, just turn the volume up and put that boombox on my grave. And when I die, I won't fade away. Just turn the volume up and put that boombox on my grave. Well, here's something. They always bury people in suits, but when you lay me down, a Hawaiian shirt will do. Or better yet, just throw me in the ocean and screw it. Take the whole damn weight out for Indian food, and for the rest, on my grave will do. As long as they lay me down next to you, and on our anniversary, girl, we won't need flowers. Just put a boom box on that grave of ours. Cause in heaven or hell, we'll be cheek to cheek. So let's get this started. And when I die, hey, oh, when I pass away, hey,
turn the volume up and put that boombox on my grave. And when I die, love won't fade away. Just turn the volume up and put that boombox on my grave. Σαφίτι λίγα καλά κομμάτα σου μη. Κόμμα μου βια λίγα κομμάτα σου μη. Ήδια πίλα ρε κομμάτα σου μη. I'll be turning the night. So when I die, when I pass away, just turn the volume up and put that boombox on my grave. And when I die, I won't fade away. Just turn the volume up and put that boombox on my grave. So when I die, when I pass away, just turn the volume up and put that boombox on my grave. And when I die, I won't fade away. Just turn the volume up and put that boombox on my grave.
Bung Scraper.
That was Jay of the Cat and Put a Boombox on My Grave. That's via Bomber Music, which is via Century Media, which I think is via Simon Knott. Simon says, hello Simon, how are you doing? What I want to know is, what is their website?
jofthecat.com.
It's as easy as that. It's Jay. Being an internet one, you're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath the sanctuary. Such great on the beds this week, if I haven't already mentioned it. And now it's time for Liz's impromptu Edinburgh review. So I've been doing shows at the Edinburgh Festival for over a fortnight now, and Liz is here, and she's been here for a few days, and she's been seeing a few shows, and I just wonder which ones you like the best, Liz.
Which ones I like the best? Oh, I like Jim Jefferies. Particularly enjoyed that. The other one that I'd recommend to absolutely everybody is Tim Fitzheim, Stop the Pigeon.
Tim Fitzheim, Stop the Pigeon. Maybe you could speak up a bit, Liz, while you're doing it.
Could I? Yeah. And then Simon Munnery's show is excellent.
Is it game-changing?
It's silly, funny, and something a little bit different.
Perhaps you could just mention David Whitney's show, or perhaps he could mention
that,
it himself.
That was
I'm
the
off
next
to go
one.
Do it myself.
All right. All right.
Whitney's show. See your show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I'm coming.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe Harriet can give a review when she gets back.
No, I don't think that's a great idea.
10:15, struggling to evolve David Whitney. Brilliant.
There you go. David Whitney.
Mm. Right. Right then, guys. Well, piss off then, Harriet. Like, we haven't heard much from Harriet. That's probably not a bad thing.
I'm here.
Yeah, she's there. But she's
not. I want to see David Whitney because he's fucking amazing.
There we go. That's
I shouldn't have sworn on radio.
No, don't worry about Harriet. Fuck off. That is that is Harriet's preview of David Whitney at 10:15. Liz has given you a review previously when she said he was brilliant. So technically, Harriet doesn't need to go because it's already brilliant. Perhaps we could mention he's on at 10:15, and I'm terribly sorry about this, listeners.
Gilded Blaine.
It seemed like a good idea having these people on at the start of this. This happens every time, doesn't it, Tony?
Every
time we have people on, it all goes horribly wrong.
We're not professionals.
So, yeah, I've only seen two shows this entire festival, and the best one and the worst one are David Whitney and Trevor Locke, because they're both the best one and the worst one that I've seen, and both the best one and the worst
one
that I've
seen. Monkey Poet?
They're equal. I haven't seen Monkey Poet for more than 30 seconds, but thanks for your input. You can go now.
All right.
That was Liz's review.
Hey.
Yeah, there we go. So, I've just been getting leathered, really, and I've been trying to do shows, and they've been going all right. I have been talking about it in my blog, which is paulieb.blogspot.com. My apologies for the noise in the background. They all clearly want to talk to each other about how they're leaving. I hope it's not too disruptive. They should all be quiet very, very soon. I'll get Liz back when they've gone. Oh, do you think you could shut this door, Harriet, while you're gobbing off there? Thank you. Right, even better. So, that's about that. All the information about me is on my blog, and I'll tell you a bit more when everything's settled down and gone. In the meantime, two songs in a row now. First up, we've got a band called Mighty Midgets, who are again from the TNS new free punk rock sampler, as is the track after. I'll tell you about the track after. First of all, what is Mighty Midgets' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MightyMidgets.
And did I ask you what Jerry the Cat was? I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's right. That makes it Tony 3, probably the internet one. Burn After Rolling. We'll be right back.
Not the smartest peanut in the turd.
We're raffling off an original painting by me, the word whore. For only $25, you could own a little something I had my dirty, dirty hands all over all summer long. Every single penny goes directly towards paying for the fact that I still have both of those hands and can still almost sort of use the important one to continue to do what I do. Join us on Facebook for sneak peeks of the painting in progress. Visit our forum for a look at some of my past work. Tickets are on sale now at airoutmyshorts.com. Thank you and good luck.
Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
If Liz is still around after Whitney's gone, I'll maybe get her back in here for a little bit of a cheeky chat.
I can't talk.
No, you can't have it. You're going to see Whitney's phone number. Fuck off. So, that was Hated Till Proven. Ring any bells? And a track called 1945. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/HatedTillProven.
No, it's not. It's facebook.com/HTP band.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Makes it probably be in set two, Tony three. You're still winning, but the lead has narrowed. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide? 12 Bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It's still on Denmark Street in London. And there's gigs on every night, but I'm going to do Friday to Sunday as per the norm. This Friday, 24th of August, Baron Funkenhausen, the Emma Wilson Band, Cain Denable, and more acts to be confirmed. It's an Enterprise Studios night.
Well, 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 what an interesting lineup of bands.
How much would you pay for that?
£6.
It is.
That's not what I'd pay for it, Tony.
Ah.
That's how much it costs.
Good point. On Saturday night, 25th of August, Shocks of Mighty, Night of Treason, Bittersweet Kicks, Captain Bastard and the Scallywags, and a late set from Viva Las Vegas. It's a London call-in night.
Is it really? Captain Bastard and the Scallywags? Are they separate bands, or is it Captain Bastard and the Scallywags?
That's one band.
Brilliant. Worth whatever it costs to get in alone.
What do you think it is to get
I actually
in?
Want to go and see Captain Bastard and the Scallywags.
Does sound intriguing.
Fantastic. £6.
It is.
Nice.
And finally, Sunday night.
Now the pressure.
Le Tosseurs, and more to be confirmed. That's all I know about that one. How much do you think it is on a Friday evening? No, Sunday evening, sorry.
Is there a dog bug in the background?
There is.
Excellent. What are you doing with a dog?
Nothing.
No, examining it. Interfering with it.
No.
A dog.
That's another neighbour's garden.
Oh, I see. It's all over the place this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm going to go £5.
It is.
Oh!
Nice.
How good was that after last week's debacle?
Exactly. That's good.
6-5.
6-6-5.
To the number of the beast. Brilliant. Does that conclude
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar?
If you've got any gigs, email them through to tony@punkyradio.com. He will read them out.
Anywhere
in the world.
Mm.
Tends to just get them from the 12 bar, don't we? Mm. Right. Here's a band that have definitely played the 12 bar. They've played pretty much every single venue there is on earth. One of my favourite bands, one of my favourite punk bands. But you know what? I am tempted to sometimes describe them as a punk rock band.
Okay.
Punk rock. Brilliant. This is from their latest album, Punk Rock Radio. Brilliant. What I want to know is, actually, we'll do this now. It's Vice Squad, Tony. What is Vice? And hello to Becky Bondage and the rest of you. But they are the best of their fans of any band ever. I fucking love them. What is their website?
ViceSquad.co.uk.
It is indeed. Tony Ford, Point of Internet 2. Things just got interesting. This is Im Indoors. You're listening to Desoros Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Vice Squad. There's a great line in that. Him indoors, he won't do any chores. Fucking brilliant.
Nice.
Are you doing anything this week?
More house stuff.
I did play that song to Harriet earlier, when we were doing it, and she was laughing and she was curled up on the couch not doing anything, the lazy strumpet. Excuse you. You are excused. Fuck off. Now, so what? Yes.
I don't do requests.
Oh, all right. Okay, so, I don't know whether you picked that up in the background, but she said, I don't do requests. I'm sorry, Sony, what are you up to this week?
Yeah, just normal house stuff. We've had a couple of delays because this guy was taking forever over the floors, so we've got a lot to catch up on. So painting, laying underfloor heating and tiling to catch up on, so that's what I'll be doing in all my spare time.
Just a rock and roll world you live in it, mate.
In it.
Rock and... Oh, by the way, what's happening with you? Have you got any more bands going yet?
No, not yet. I'm trying to find a drummer. I think Mario might drum for me if I convince him. I'm trying to start one up.
He'll just turn it into some sort of indie pop nonsense,
right? You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'll try and turn him the other way.
Not really, Tony. I was just talking about the music.
Well, yeah.
I'll be finishing up at Edinburgh this week.
Okay.
It's been brilliant. Oh, actually, how about this? Wednesday at 3 o'clock, I'm going to be interviewed by Radio 4 Extra.
Ooh.
About my attitude to the Fringe, the Edinburgh Fringe.
Oh, okay.
Because apparently I have a fairly interesting attitude to it, which is, shall we say, laissez-faire. Which is basically, I do absolutely no publicity for my show whatsoever, don't spend any money at all, and by some miracle get enough people in every day to be worth doing a show. Did have an incident this evening, the show I did, because I'm doing my one-man show. And yes, I have been selling a number of CDs, thanks for asking. My one-man show has been going well. Not great numbers, it's not selling out, but it's good fun. But the one I'm doing in the evening, the compilation show, called The Last Minute Comedy Club, has been getting very busy. And this evening, you got this nutter on the front row that nearly just brought the whole thing to a close. Because it's free, so anyone can walk in. But that, shall we just say, the headline act dealt with him in such a way that eventually the whole audience was singing a song called Ball Bag to the tune of... is it Desperado or Silverado? Is it Desperado?
I don't know.
Desperado, you know that song?
Nope.
Right, of course you don't. It's a 7th prog rock, I shouldn't know it. It's fucking rubbish. The only version I knew until then was the world-famous Howard Reed one. It goes, sweet potato, you're so tantalising, you're caramelising, fructose tastes so good. So anyway, but that worked out fine. I finished on Saturday.
Okay.
It's been a long festival, this one. A lot of people have struggled on it. I've had a really good time. It's been my most enjoyable one. But as you can hear in my voice, I'm still fucked.
Yeah.
Is she finally leaving?
She's going to be late.
She is going to be like, oh no, she's still got 20 minutes. You've still got 20 minutes, Harriet.
I'll be there.
She's going to Whitney's show and desperately doesn't want to leave. She desperately wants to talk on this because she's an attention-seeking scrubber.
No, I don't.
You don't need to tell us about your private life, Harriet. Get on with it. I can tell you about mine because Liz has popped in, and in the last section, me and Liz will just have a little chat about Edinburgh, things she likes to do and the things she doesn't, because I understand she might have to make up something missing.
Okay, yes, you will.
Yes, well done for keeping up there, Tone. Right. This track follows the one before. The one before was via Scott called Healing Doors, about a bloke who's useless. This one is by Demented Old Go. Listen to the words while you're trying not to have some kind of crazy psycho hoedown. This is Gone.
Now I'm
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, mate.
Yeah.
Have you got a twat?
No. What? No, another week, another twatless week for the tone. For the tone, for the tone meister.
For the twat.
Yeah, the year 2012, the Chinese year of the twat. And no twat. Nothing. Again, nothing.
Fucking Chinese.
So, Blair, please do email me if you've got twat. I'm sure you have. Lots of people have them, know them, see them, hate them. So email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Email me now.
It doesn't have to be Uncle Randy Standard.
No. That was a high bar to set.
Any old twattage, please. Yep. Any twat will do. Anyway, someone next to me has definitely got a twat. Well, she's got two. One's called Whitney. So, Liz, what are your plans for this week?
Going back to London and going home.
That's it. Well, thanks for your input. So, Toto, that was Liz and the story of her fascinating life. Cool. Perhaps you could just run through.
Harriet. Research.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Thank you very much, Harriet. Liz, can you just go and shut Harriet up?
That might be a bit.
Yeah. I wish it had been a minute ago.
Text on, but it's not working.
Yeah, we don't need to know that, Harriet. We need to be quiet.
There's no reception in the flat. Oh, is that what it is?
That is. I've got reception in the flat. Sorry about this.
Sorry about that.
Thank you. Nice. If we could, Tony. Yeah. While they're bickering, perhaps you could just mention some of the internet radio stations that carry our show.
Sure, we're on four different internet radio stations all around the world, and they are hussieskunk.com, HussieSkunk.com. We're on Internet's Talk Superstation, which is TalkSuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com. And finally, the latest one we're on, ExtremeMetalRadio.net. That's XTREME MetalRadio.net. It's not extreme. No, sorry, it's not metal. It is extreme. So check it out.
It's not extreme, but it is metal.
Yep.
Right. Well done, Tony. Excellent reading out.
Thank you. I can.
Last track this week. Oh, I didn't do the Demented Argo, did I? Right. What is the Facebook page of Demented Argo?
facebook.com/DementedArgoOfficial.
Good idea. facebook.com/official.DementedArgo. Tony 4, Point of the Internet 3, 1 left. That Demented Argo track, by the way, is from their album Welcome Back to Insanity Hall, which is absolutely brilliant. And also came through via Simon Says. Hello, Simon, not you top lad. I don't know why I did an army salute then. This is the radio, but I did it anyway. Last track this week is the last track we're featuring from the new TNS free punk download thing that you get via TNS Records. You'll be able to find it via any of the websites for the bands we mentioned. Last band called Standout Riot, Tony. What is their website?
Standoutriot.co.uk.
Wow.
Bollocks! Yes, it is. It's Tony 5, Paulie B, Internet 3. It's a win for the Hearn.
Yes.
And this is Live for Nothing.
Next. down by a canyon, bunch of guts.
That was Stand Out Right, Live For Nothing. What a show of music this week, Tony. What a show.
Awesome.
I'm sorry about some of the chat. I have to blame the flatmates that I thought was going to bring so much to this show, but actually added so little. Perhaps you could just mention what we want people to do on iTunes before the very end.
Yes, please do leave us an iTunes review. It takes but a moment. It's free and does help us out massively. Only a handful of reviews do make a difference, so please do it. If you are on iTunes, easy way to do it, go to punkyradio.com. on the left is an iTunes link, hit that, it will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. You'll need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account, so log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature on the show.
Well done. That's about it for this week. Next week we should be back to normal. Yes,
I think so.
I think we should be back to normal next week. We should have a normal show. I say normal show. Nobody's ever normal on Punky Radio. Hey, hey, listeners. Yeah. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.